The museum was a murmur of distant conversations and clinking glasses. A soft focus backdrop to the electric field that had suddenly enveloped our corner. Leo had been holding my gaze for the last 20 minutes with the lazy, confident intensity of a cat watching a bird. We'd circled each other with words, playful jabs, disguised as compliments. Verbal fencing where every parry felt like a caress. "So," I said, tracing the rim of my wine glass with a finger. "A software architect who appreciates modern art. That's a deliberate contrast, isn't it? Carefully curated to seem mysterious." He leaned towards me, his scent, clean cotton, and something darker, like cedar, washing over me. "Maybe I just like elegant structures. Code. Paintings. They're not so different." His eyes, a startling shade of hazel that seemed to catch the low light, dropped to my mouth. Both require knowing where to apply pressure. A flush crept up my neck. I took a slow sip to anchor me. "Pressure, huh? Sounds technical. Not very romantic." "Oh, I don't know." His voice dropped. A rough velvet that vibrated in the space between our bodies. "Romance is just applied pressure of a different kind. The right word at the right moment. A touch." His hand came to rest on my lower back, guiding me away from the other patrons. The heat from his skin through the fabric of my dress was a tangible promise.
"Timing is everything."
"You're staring," I murmured, my own voice softer than I intended.
"I'm cataloging."
"Cataloging?"
"The exact shade of pink that just flooded your cheeks."
His gaze lifted back to my eyes, holding them captive.
"The way your lips part, just slightly, when you're deciding whether to be brave."
"Maybe I'm always brave," I breathed, leaning in. Our faces were close enough that I could see the gold flecks in his irises.
"Prove it."
Two words. A challenge. A permission slip. I didn't speak. My body answered for me. I closed the last of the gap, my hand coming up to cradle the strong line of his jaw. His skin was warm, slightly rough with evening stubble. His breath hitched. A sharp, quiet intake that was the most erotic sound I'd ever heard. Then there was no more space.
No more words.